you are not outworking The Rock. Today we're going to talk about that. Before we do, I just need to lead out this show with an example of trickery that my wife played on me last night. She baked some delicious chocolate chip cookies for the new small group that we are going to. If you're not in a small group, you really should get in one. She baked these cookies and she gave me one, and it was the best chocolate chip cookie I've ever had. And after I told her that it was the best chocolate chip cookie I have ever had, she told me they were healthy chocolate chip cookies. They had no butter. No butter? How do you cook a cookie in the South and not use butter? But man, was that delicious. But I was just upset about that all day long. Like, how can you cook a cookie without butter? Butter is amazing. Anyways, you cannot outwork The Rock. We're going to talk about that. Welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. I hope you were able to take a day of rest. It is so important to be successful, to take a break, to unplug. Your bodies were created for it. Make sure you are doing it. If you have any questions, comments, you want to reach out to me, you can find me at How to Build a Tent. Email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. Subscribe, share. Really appreciate it on all of the social media sites. We are also part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to fightlaughfeast.com. Put in HTBT in the memo field. HTBT in the memo field. And you will get an HTBT 15-ounce coffee mug. It's white with beautiful, bold, blue HTBT letters on it. You can talk about it with all of your friends. And when people ask you, how are you so successful? You can say, I listen to HTBT. I also got confirmation from Gabe after he called me in the middle of my show yesterday that they have more pint glasses. Make sure that you subscribe this month. You subscribe right now. Go over to HTBT and, or no, go over to Fight Laugh Feast Network and put in HTBT and you'll get the mug, the pint glass, and tons of great content. And you will continue to allow us to fight, laugh, and feast with you guys. Thank you for everyone who has subscribed. We are just growing like crazy. Get on the train. Choo-choo. I've never done a choo-choo, but I'm in one of those moods today. Now, I want to talk about The Rock. Now, I'm not talking about the Christian rock. Jesus is our rock. Although that is all true, I want to talk about Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. If you do not follow his Instagram and you are on Instagram, I highly suggest it. I'm a big Rock fan, not necessarily his movies. In fact, I've probably not seen most of the Fast and Furious movies. I like that one where he was in Australia and he like threw this log at somebody. He has just really great fight scenes. And from everything I hear, he's a really great guy too. He owns some land in Hawaii and he does just a lot of great stuff. And I just hear he's a really great guy all around. But why I think you should subscribe to The Rock is it is super motivational. He has pictures all the time of him at the gym, working out, going, traveling, doing all the things that he does to be successful. He gives you like this inside look at what he is doing, how hard he is working, nonstop like action shots. And because he does a lot of movies, you get to see video of it. He is constantly working out, constantly reinforcing his brand. Yes, actors have a brand image that they have to uphold and reinforce constantly. And he's constantly working at being successful. He's doing several things all the time. He's on magazine covers. He's doing movies. He's in articles. And I'm sure he does a ton of other. I think he even has a tequila, honestly, because he's always drinking the tequila. And he's starting a new kind of brand, Hobbs & Shaw, from the Fast and Furious. I don't know. What do you call it? A Fast and Furious network series. I don't know. It's like just a huge franchise. And now he's starting this new one, Hobbs and Shaw. And he's incredibly successful. He's one of the most, like, highest paid, if not the highest paid actor. And he didn't just get there without work. He didn't just fall into it, right? He started the WWE or whatever it is, that fake wrestling, which is acting. And he built himself up, he built his brand up, and he became this really legendary actor that most people love. Like, he has one of the highest favorability ratings. And when I was on my run this morning, I was thinking about the striking difference between politics and publicity. And I was just looking for a P word. What I really mean is the rest of the world. Politics and the rest of the world. But in The Rock's case, the publicity, because there is so much publicity around The Rock. And everything that we hear about in politics is completely different. And I think it's important for us as business people, as people looking to be successful in this world, not to detach from politics, not to ignore it, not to be angry at it and just say, you know, I'm gonna throw in the towel, it's over. But understand that these are different. We live in different cultures in the same place. There's different cultures. There's different things that the political culture is focused on, things they say, the liturgies that they rehearse over and over again. And then there's the different language, the different mindset of people that are successful, like The Rock. The Rock isn't complaining about systemic oppression. He's not complaining about white privilege. He is not being held down by racist white people. He is not concerned about hatred. He's not worried about division. But he is just killing it in like the charging ahead, not taking any prisoners, and just super like 100% full force all the time. And he works hard constantly, and he doesn't focus on these things like what we hear in politics all the time. And what do we see? That he is not worried, he's not being attacked, he is not being kept down by all of these things: systemic oppression, white privilege, racism, hatred, division. But he's one of the biggest movie earners in the history, right? In the history of the world. I don't think any, like, I think there's probably three or four people have made more money than him ever in a year. He has like one of the biggest Instagram followings. He has 152 million followers. 152 million followers. I don't know. I don't see the top 10 most Instagram followers, but 152 million, you got to be up there, right? He's like one of the biggest entertainment icons. Like, everyone knows who he is. If you go anywhere, you know who he is. And has like one of the highest likability ratings. And the dude is half black, half Samoan. Like, you don't get any more minority than Samoan. Maybe you get like more of a minority status if you're Tongan. I don't know if you have met any Tongan people, but I had a coworker back, man, what was it? Like 15 years ago. She's from Tonga, the island of Tonga. They're very similar to the Samoan in the South Pacific. But the sweetest lady in the world, a Christian sister, her name was Ofa. And she would, hello, how are you? Kind of like Mrs. Doubtfire, but not a man. She was the most lovely lady, and I loved working with her. Though that is minority, like the Southern Pacific Islands, right? But going back to my point, is he could have claimed a victim card. He could have been resting in the political mindset that people are telling him that he is oppressed, that he's not going to be successful, and give up. He could have just done average. But no, he works out every day. He constantly is posting pictures, reinforcing his brand. He's always wearing a suit, and man, does he get away with some colorful suits. Oh my goodness. You might be saying like, Matt, you sound like you're a little jealous of the guy. I am. I wish I could wear a pink suit and pull it off. I can never do that. But it's just amazing. Like, I would love to be able to pull off a pink suit. And I just bring this up, this divergence of cultures, this two different worlds, because it's easy for us to get caught up into what the politicians are trying to sell us. But there's this whole other world where we have people like The Rock that are hustling, that are pushing forward, that work so hard and are able to be successful in our culture. I'd really suggest you follow him. Be one of the 152 million followers on Instagram. And just watch. See the things that he is doing. I mean, you don't get a body like that just because you're Samoan. But you have to work at it. And he does. And then this is the thing that I want you to ask. Like, if you are complaining, if you think things aren't going right for you, I want you to ask yourself, are you working as hard as the rock is? And until you can say that you're working as hard as the rock is, and you see how much he works up, he gets up in the morning, he's working out, he's working all day long. He has these different, you know, parties to go to for his brand. It's like, it's work. It's not just like party for fun, but he's actually pushing his business, his brand. If you could say that you're working as hard or harder than the rock and still not successful, then you'll have a complaint. But until then, stop complaining, get out there and work. Push ahead, do the hard things, get away from the laziness and find your vision, find your goals, find your calling and go after it and work as hard as the rock and see how successful you can become. Now let's go out and be successful together. Go.